The day I met Lotte Lehmann, my life changed as if by magic. To be accepted by this great artist and her world-class artist-teacher colleagues at the Music Academy of the West opened the path to a life in music that I had only dreamed of. I had heard Lotte in song recitals and even in her very last performance as Samashalin, in which I recall she dominated the stage. Now, as it turned out, for 3 years, I would study in her song and opera classes. How did she teach? She wasn't picky, and I can't remember her ever correcting vocal faults or even dwelling on faulty diction. She taught by example. She led us always to explore the words that reveal the drama inherent in the poem and leading always to the deeper truth expressed by the music. And she demonstrated, well, only an occasional phrase in full voice. Those were rare and exciting moments, but investing the words with inimitable meaning and total commitment to an inner truth that must have sprung from her powerful imagination. She never asked to be imitated. Those demonstrations were for me transcendent moments, examples that inspired us to delve deeper, to work harder on our skills, and to dedicate ourselves over and over to the ideal of a life in music. Lotte's personal generosity is well known. When I switched to directing in the late 70s and was assigned Richard Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier, Lotte spent hours with me going through the score, pointing out here and there what Richard had advised. That last meeting with Lotte led me to a realization. Her dramatic nature had predestined her to impersonate the great dramatic soprano roles like Fidelio, Sieglinde, the Marschallin, and many others, and made her a reigning star of the opera stage for over 3 decades. When song recitals replaced opera performances in her schedule, she was revealed to the world as a consummate recitalist, and naturally, she transferred the same dramatic technique she had honed for her opera roles to the more intimate, more subtle song literature. It was as if she had awakened within herself new depths of spirit and imagination. Lotte was straightforward, unsentimental. As a student at Santa Barbara, I sang the role of Pelléas in Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande in the last production there before leaving for Europe. But there was a problem as to what costume I would wear in the show. In Der Rosenkavalier, Lotte had worn a gorgeous green and gold lamé gown for her last entrance in the final scene. She brought that valuable gown to the costumer and said, "Cut it up. Make him a tunic. I won't ever need it again." That tunic became her going-away present to me when I left for Europe. Lotte Lehmann was for me the pinnacle, the ideal of a life in art. In my life, she was the absolutely decisive encounter that pointed the way forward. I would need something like a special shrine to enclose her memory. She was unique, transcendental, and enduring. I am forever grateful.